Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm really glad whether you're starting your day with the Drivecast or kind of coming to an end. I think it's enormously important for us to have this habit of coming to the scriptures and thinking, reflecting deeply on them, and being brought into a time of prayer as we follow Jesus together. Now, if you've been following this for a little while, you know that we've been looking at this story that shows up in the Gospel of John. This is John chapter 4, and it is the longest conversation that we have in Scripture between Jesus and anybody, right? It's the longest conversation we see where he sits down and has a conversation with this woman at the well. In fact, that's how we, you know, tend to think of this story. It's Jesus and the woman at the well. And as I've been reflecting on this, there's this odd part of the story that keeps bugging me. And if you know anything about me, you know, I am endlessly fascinated by these little details, the things that we can so easily jump over without even realizing it. And as I've read through this story, there is a detail that's actually not there that I think we should reasonably expect to be there. Now, just real quick, follow the flow of the Gospel of John. Think about some of the things that happens. One of the first things that he does is he recognizes this individual from afar. This is in early in chapter 2. He recognizes this individual from afar and recognizes him as Nathanael and speaks to him from the very beginning. And part of the miraculous part of this story is that Jesus seems to know his name without ever having met any and met him before. You see that the disciples are slowly starting to be gathered, and you get to learn their names. In John chapter 3, famously, you have this religious leader, Nicodemus, who comes and speaks to Jesus at night. He doesn't want to be seen by anybody else. And so he comes, and they have this conversation where, interestingly enough, Jesus points out that he's one of the teachers of Israel, and he doesn't understand the things that Jesus is saying. Now pause right there. Because I want you to compare the conversation that Jesus has with Nicodemus and the woman at the well. And the thing that has been bugging me might already be obvious to you. So far, everybody else has a name in the Gospel of John, but not her. She doesn't have a name. We know the story as Jesus and not Sally from Samaria. It's the woman at the well. We don't know who this was. And yet, John is going out of his way to compare and contrast the conversation that Jesus has with Nicodemus, the teacher of Israel, who's shown up there in the middle of the night because he doesn't want to be seen, and the person who doesn't really understand the spiritual depth of what Jesus is talking about and kind of keeps these things to himself as he shrinks back under the cover of darkness. And yet here is this woman who has, as we have seen, has got wounding in her past. Is kind of on the fringes, it seems, of her own cultural moment, but she actually ends up tracking with what Jesus is talking about, understanding the spiritual depth, recognizing that he is a prophet, that he has something valuable and actually is the Messiah himself. She's the one who goes back into her community, tells everybody she knows, right, becoming a model herself of what it means to be have an encounter with Jesus himself. And yet she doesn't have a name. Why? Why is that? I think John, as he's writing this story, is trying to do something very intentional. And this is a bit ethereal, so hang in there with me for a minute. I think by leaving her nameless, John is not trying to just invent a story that nobody can prove. He's not just making something up as this long allegory that doesn't really correspond to an actual conversation that Jesus had. What John is trying to do is invite us into this process of seeing ourselves as the Samaritan woman. Right, and so much of our lives in following Jesus kind of parallels her, right? We are the ones whom Jesus approaches. We are the one who Jesus offers water that does not fail to thirst. We are the ones who are sent back into our communities with a message of come and see, because we have first been, we have first been overwhelmed with the presence of Jesus and his ability to satisfy us. As John writes this story and captures this very intense moment between Jesus and this woman, the whole thing is designed to capture our attention and invite us into seeing ourselves as her, to go and be like her, to have this encounter with Jesus where we recognize him as the one who can satisfy. And from that place of satisfaction, go back into our community to see the people we've been rubbing shoulders with for however long, to say, come and see. Come and see. We are like her. And this is what John is intending to draw out in this story. So I want to take a moment and give you an opportunity to pray. And this is going to be some reflection time. And so I'm going to share maybe a few prayer prompts. Feel free to pause after I share these things and just kind of linger on them for however long as you need. But use this as a guide as you pray through the whole story that we've been studying in John chapter 4. Father, right now, we pause and we ask that you would speak to us. And in whatever way we need to, Lord, help us now in this moment to imagine ourselves along the dusty road, midday, approaching the well. Would you remind us that you invite us like you invited this Samaritan woman, to lay bare all of our past, all of what we have wrestled with, and remind us today that you are the one who brings water that will not fail to quench our thirst. Remind us again, Lord, that like the Samaritan woman, you already know our full story. You know the things that we would rather keep hidden. You know the things that we would rather not be brought up again by anybody, let alone ourselves. And invite us to unburden those things in front of you. Invite us again to be refreshed and satisfied in your presence. Let's talk about what it means to live this out. We don't want to be just hearers of the word. We want to be doers of the word. And sometimes narrative stories are a little bit hard for us to figure out exactly what we're supposed to go and do. But if John is inviting us to see ourselves like this Samaritan woman, I think one of the things that we need to learn to do in following Jesus is, like her, simply sit with him at the well, to be present with him. I'd encourage you today to maybe think about this. What does your devotional rhythm look like? As you look through the course of your day, do you have time set aside in the morning, in the afternoon, or the evening, or where you have a natural break or start or end to the day, where you have said, this time is for me to sit at the well? I love the details of this story, as the woman clearly has no agenda with what she's trying to do. She simply shows up, and Jesus has the agenda. He has something he's trying to accomplish in this conversation with her. He's there on purpose to to speak with her. Friends, this is the way that Jesus shows up with us. There's something that he wants to do. There's something he wants to hear. There's something he wants to share with us. So as you go about your day today, I'd encourage you to think about this. Where is that moment where I can sit at the well with him to be refreshed? Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.